Right. That's why I haven't been in a pit yet, but we'll see when I get there what it's like, if they clamp down on any of that. Or I mean, I don't go stupid or anything, you know, mag dumps or anything. Not always. I've done a few mag dumps, but, you know, as long as you can still do that stuff, I'll be okay. I'll tell you, my kid, speaking of the, my kid, I don't know if it was just super dumb luck or what, but he's always been a good hip shooter. You know, I've tried to teach him the art of bench rest, and he's just not, you know, he's just not sub-MOA bench discipline. But give him hip shooting, he's uncanny good. And it's weird. I wonder if it's just a different mental process or something. But we were out there at the pit. We had three 2 liters out there at the extreme end. I think it's about 100 foot, or 100 yards, you know, 7,500. And we had three 2 liters out there with stuff in them to weigh them down, and they had, like, yellow caps on them. And he was standing prone with the with my precision AR that I built, rifle, and I told him, I said, take the cap off that that first 2 liter, and he takes it off the first shot, boom, takes the cap right off that 2 liter, and I said, all right, do the second one. Second shot takes the second cap off the 2 liter, third shot takes the third cap off the third 2 liter. At like 75 to 100 yards, standing with my precision AR, unbelievable. I'm just like, is that the dummy? I mean, one luck, two luck, three luck?